get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Super J, good morning. How are you?
Hey,
I'm good, Roland. Roland will be coming back on the air along with Don Lemon, Jackie Reed, Reverend Al Sharpton, as we do a roundtable question and answer with Senator Bernie Sanders later on this morning.
Yeah, we're certainly glad that his folks have finally decided to get him on time for the morning show. It's only taken 6 months, and it's kind of important, especially after he got crushed on Saturday in South Carolina. Black folks voted 87-13 for Senator Hillary Clinton. So it certainly makes a lot of sense to talk to our audience because we are critical voters in the election. And speaking of being critical voters in the election, that really is the focus behind this new book, Tom, called Democracy in Black, How Race Still Enslaves the American Soul, is by Professor Eddie Glaude, who joins us right now. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
I want to start. I want to start it with this way. I want to start it with first of all, your thoughts on the substantial black vote Hillary Clinton was able to beat Senator Bernie Sanders by on Saturday. But also now you have Donald Trump, who somehow doesn't quite remember that was the greatest memory in the world about the KKK.
Yeah, you know, I mean, first of all, South Carolina's played out exactly like how some folks thought it would. It should suggest to the Sanders campaign that they're going to have to recalibrate their message. They're going to have to speak more directly to the specifics of what black folk need. I think we also need to understand that the voter turnout was not as high. So although Senator Clinton received a larger percentage of the black vote than President Obama or Senator Obama then, it wasn't as many folks that showed up. And that should be a concern. And, Roland, you've been sounding this alarm for a while. That should be a concern for the Democrats as we move toward the general election. But I think what the Sanders campaign is going to have to do is they're going to have to recalibrate its message. They can't come from the top down bringing in surrogates to talk to black folk. They're going to have to come in and speak directly on the ground to the issues that are confronting African Americans and make himself a much more known quantity if he's going to be competitive come tomorrow. And when it comes to Donald Trump, Doc, you know, we have to see him for what he is. What's interesting is that people want to wait until he dons his sheets or loses his memory about people who wear sheets, when in fact he's been a bigot all along. And so it's easy to condemn him now. It should have been easier. We should have been condemning him from the beginning.
Now, Eddie, you make it perfectly clear in your book that, look, we can dance around this theme, be happy that we have a black president, but the reality is, you say race is still central to this system that we're in this country.
Yeah, you know, in the book I talk about the value gap, and the value gap is the belief that white people matter more than others. And I want to suggest that the value gap has been a part of American life since its beginnings, whether it was slavery, whether it's the Civil War, Reconstruction, whether it's the Civil Rights Movement, whether it's the election of a black man in the White House, that it is the case that white people are valued more than black people, are valued more than others in this country. And to the extent that's true, Brother Roland, no matter what the inputs are, the outputs will be the same. So even if you can have a black man in the White House for 8 years, we can see racial inequality deepen. We can see a black social misery deepen on his watch, not simply because of him, but because what? The value gap obtained. Yeah, absolutely.
You put together this interesting theory that black folks should check out of the presidential campaign and focus on local races. Explain that.
Yeah, so I call it the blank out campaign. I know I'm going to get in trouble on the Tom Joyner the Morning Show for this, but I call it the blank out campaign. And that is, if the Democrats don't come to the table correctly, if they don't put forward serious policies that will address the social and political and economic conditions of black folk, I say we should turn out at the polls for the general election in massive numbers, historic numbers, without President Obama on the ticket, but we vote down ballot. We turn our attention to these local elections, to the state elections, to getting new governors in state houses and impacting congressional elections, but leave the presidential ballot blank. Try to short-circuit this political game, create a civic power outage, and change our orientation to the political system.
Vote for everything but the president.
Everything, but just leave it blank. If I wish we could write in, Brother Tom, and say mass incarceration, public education, right? What I'm trying to do is change the way the Democratic Party approaches black voters. They treat us as if we're these unthinking creatures of politics. Every 2, 4, 8 years, they show up in our communities.
In our churches.
And every time we turn from New Hampshire, Brother Tom and Sister Sybil, every time we turn from New Hampshire, they start talking about black folk because we're going to South Carolina.
Now, if black people don't vote for the presidency, that means that Trump wins, right?
Not necessarily. You know, I always say this to folks as I've been traveling around the country talking about the book. I say, well, if y'all so worried about a Trump presidency, that's all you need to do is put forward policies that will address the condition of black folk. If you're so worried about a Trump presidency, white folk, that is, white people, then what you need to do is turn out and embrace a serious racial justice agenda. It's that simple. And if you're not so invested in a racial justice agenda, then you're ready for a Trump presidency. And that's what we need. Then that's what we need to be mindful of. We need to ask that question, is whether or not white folks are ready for Trump, Rubio, or Cruz. Not whether or not we are.
And what kind of response are you getting from these leaders or so-called leaders in terms of the value gap in talking about, especially from black leaders?
Well, you know, I think everybody kind of concedes, Sister Sybil, that the value gap is real. We know it. We live, you know, James Baldwin said that the real Negro problem, quote-unquote, is black parents having to raise their children to not believe what the world says about them. And what the world says about them is that they're not valued as much as others. And so we all live it day in and day out. So black leaders say, you know, for the most part, black leaders have been like, "That's you're right on, Brother Eddie." They're kind of questionable about, they're skeptical of my criticism of them and the Blank Out campaign, as you could suspect.
Eddie, you also were perfectly clear in your book that you took black leadership to task for being ineffective the last 8 years of the Obama presidency.
Yeah, I'm really critical. We need a black political class that's advocating for black people.
So we was it laziness?
I think it was trying to protect President Obama and being addicted to access. You know, there's a sense in which you're worried about whether or not you're going to get your invitation to the White House, so you didn't say what you wanted to say, what we needed to say. And also, Sister Sybil, we're dancing too much with these white folks. We need to do what Malcolm used to say. Tell them how we really feel and tell them what kind of hell we've been catching. And let them know if they're not ready to have their house, to clean up their house. They shouldn't have a house.
Bernie Sanders is really glad you're on right now before he comes on the air.
I got to read this book.
It's great. You are wonderful. We miss you.
I miss you guys,
The book is Democracy in Black, How Race Still Enslaves the American Soul by Eddie Glock. Eddie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brother Rose.
All right, Eddie.
Take care, y'all.
Keep up the great work.
Huggy next. 25 past the hour.